It's the fifth largest air force in the world, but few of the planes will fly, or even if they could, it may be years before they head back into the air. So why are so many planes sitting here unused? The answer is this edition of the American Countryside. Most people in Tucson call it the Boneyard, a portion of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base used much like a scrapyard for military aircraft. The Pima Air Museum conducts guided coach tours of the facility. There's plenty to see.
B-1s, B-52s, and C-5 Galaxies, lots of fighters. It's a really fascinating experience and utterly unique. The staff order like to boast they've got the fifth largest air force in the world parked in their front yard.
Some aircraft are scrapped, but many that are here are used for spare parts.
The good old B-52 Stratofortress bomber, it's been in service, early 50s, 53, 54. But the B-52 is scheduled to remain in service until 2050.
It's an effective aircraft, but there may be another reason it will hang around until 2050.
I suspect probably what will happen is they'll fly a few of them until they reach the 100th anniversary, and it'll very likely be the longest serving military aircraft ever.
Aircraft come here for a variety of reasons, including some new fighters that arrived about 25 years ago.
Several dozen brand new F-16As came off the assembly line intended to go to Pakistan through a military assistance program, and relationships with Pakistan got a little bit tense, and the State Department decided to cancel the contract, so these brand new aircraft were flown to AMARC for storage. Well, they anticipated a faster resolution with the disagreements with Pakistan, and many of them are still sitting over there.
There are over 4,000 planes and helicopters from many decades of service. The museum provides a unique way to view the place known as the Boneyard. Traveling the countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.